This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Hamas militants freed more Israeli hostages on Wednesday, the sixth and final day of a truce between the warring parties. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke about an American woman released.
Leah Panin is safe in Egypt. She's crossed the border. I talked with her mother and father. They're very appreciative, and things are moving well. She'll soon be home with her three children.
The ceasefire is set to formally end Thursday morning. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in Israel, where he says he will work to help extend the ceasefire so more hostages can be released and humanitarian aid delivered to Gaza. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
Blinken returns to the Middle East for talks the third time since the militant group Hamas triggered the war with its October 7th attack on Israel. Blinken said he would work to prolong the truce so more Israeli hostages can be released and more humanitarian aid can be delivered to Palestinian civilians in Gaza who desperately need it. Blinken plans to visit Israel, Ramallah in the West Bank, and the United Arab Emirates. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Henry Kissinger, a Nobel Peace Prize winner and diplomatic powerhouse whose service under two U.S. presidents left an indelible mark on American foreign policy, died Wednesday at his home in the state of Connecticut at age 100, according to his consulting firm. Kissinger had been active at age 100, attending meetings in the White House, publishing a book on leadership styles, and testifying before a Senate committee about the nuclear threat posed by North Korea. Kissinger even had a surprise visit to Beijing to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping back in July. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. Navy warship has shot down a drone launched by Houthis from Yemen. We get more on story from the AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. military says a U.S. Navy destroyer, the USS Kearney, shot down a drone launched from Yemen in the southern Red Sea. U.S. Central Command says the drone was launched from a Houthi-controlled area of Yemen and was heading towards the Kearney, which was escorting other ships at the time. There were no injuries or damage to the ships, but it's the latest in a string of threats from Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. The shootdown comes a day after an Iranian drone flew within 1,500 yards of the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower aircraft carrier as it was conducting flight operations in international waters. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
After a fatal U.S. Air Force crash of an Osprey, Japan says they'll suspend their own flights of the aircraft. Rescuers search waters off Japan for seven U.S. Air Force personnel whose Osprey crashed during a training exercise. One person was found dead in the sea Wednesday, according to the Japanese Coast Guard. An emergency management official in the area where the crash occurred said police were told the aircraft had been spewing fire from a left engine before the crash. And Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are considering a formal vote to authorize the impeachment inquiry of President Biden. We get more from the AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The probe began 2 months ago without an authorization vote, but GOP leaders are now pondering one, with White House lawyers arguing the investigation lacks constitutional legitimacy. While House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans have uncovered proof of Biden corruption,
these facts are alarming.
The probe has yielded no direct evidence of presidential wrongdoing.
I think our question is, impeach for what?
California Democrat Pete Aguilar says the GOP move is solely to please the former twice impeached president.
Yet another attempt to make him happy.
Donald Trump has been pushing the GOP to impeach his successor as payback. Johnson visited with Trump in Florida last week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pope Francis's lung inflammation and associated breathing difficulties persist, but he is in stable condition with no fever, the Vatican said on Wednesday, adding he was continuing an antibiotic therapy. Late last week, the Pope underwent a CT scan at a Rome hospital after a bout of flu forced him to cancel his activities. The 86-year-old pontiff sounded wheezy and limited his speaking at the event, held on the day after he had canceled a trip to the climate summit in Dubai on doctor's orders. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.